This is KUT. It's going to be easier for some populations to vote this year because of recent court-ordered changes to Texas's voter ID law. One group is the state's homeless population, which typically faces many hurdles casting a ballot. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
These days, as you drive by the I-35 overpass at 6th Street, you might see Zion Jefimoff holding a sign.
I hold this sign all day.
The sign will probably catch your eye because there's an obscenity on it, which I won't repeat, but it's also a campaign sign, well, anti-campaign sign, against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I really didn't even care about any of this. And then I was looking at the election and I got so irritated by what this guy said.
This election has gotten Jefimoff so riled up that he's decided to vote. And for most of us making that decision, going to register, that's not a big deal. But if you're homeless, like Jefimoff is, it's a little complicated. That's because to vote, you need an address. That's where the Trinity Center downtown and Diane Holloway come into play.
We're looking at mail cabinets that we have here in Trinity Center. We are a legal address for people to receive mail here and also as a legal residence in Travis County for voter registration.
Holloway has about 500 folders and a couple of filing cabinets. Each folder holds mail for an individual person living on the street or nearby shelters. She says when they register to vote, this is their legal address, and this is where they will get their voter ID card and all their other mail. Holloway says every year she encourages people to vote, but some people are more interested than others.
As you might imagine, some of our homeless population feels a good bit disenfranchised, and I guess like other people, think their votes won't count and their voices won't be heard, but we do encourage it.
Holloway is hopeful more people will be encouraged to vote now that the voter ID law has changed. Following a court order, people who face obstacles getting an ID can cast a regular ballot if they sign a form. People who oppose the voter ID law predicted it would keep low-income people from voting, but now things should be easier. And as far as Zion Jefimoff is concerned, he says he recently registered and is planning to vote for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in November. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.